歌509首。
We'll sing hymn 509. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
这首诗歌弟兄姐妹都很熟悉。
I'm sure brothers and sisters are quite familiar with this hymn.
也是我非常喜欢的一首诗歌。
It's also a hymn that I like very much.
因为我们在地上的生活，我们能够把眼睛注目在我们的主的身上。
In our lives on earth, may we truly turn our eyes upon Jesus.
就像诗歌第一节里面说到。
Just as it says in the first verse.
我们一见主面就立刻明朗。
There's light for a look at the Savior.
生命丰盛加上自由。
And life more abundant and free.
这首诗歌大家都非常的熟悉，我们就从第一节唱到第三节。
Since we're all quite familiar, let's sing from verse 1 all the way through verse 3.
我们请诗琴文把副歌弹一遍。
We'll ask the pianist to give us the chorus and then we'll sing together. First one.
暗中那说一无限亮光，何等地方，何等有处，一见主面就立刻明朗，生命丰盛加上。是我在他荣耀光中都要吃地变色成梦容，听过十万方能的生命，他已坚信我们
谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们唱下一首诗歌636首。
Next, we'll sing 636.
啊，这边中文歌词叫做那个歌名叫《药中心》。
In the Chinese, it says that we should have faith.
Faithful.
Be faithful.
啊，在英文讲到 be true， 啊，要真。
In the English, it says to be true.
那我想是都可以，我们都可以用这个来理解。
I think we can understand through the title.
我们对主要真的话，你就是要对主忠心。
That if we want to be true to the Lord, then we need to be faithful.
在这边第一节歌词里面后半段有说到。
And in the first verse at the end, it says.
我这边讲到，如今要见证我们的亲爱的主在这陌生的世界。
We are witnesses for our blessed Master in the world where friends are few.
我们感谢主，我们有了主的生命在我们的里面。
And we thank the Lord that we have His life within.
我们今天活着目的其实就是一个。
And we have only one purpose as we live today.
就是见证我们的主。
To testify of our Lord.
就是见证我们的生命在里面。
To testify of the life that is within.
我们要为这个托付，我们要有真实，要有忠心。
And so with this purpose, we need to be true and to be faithful.
当我们外眼看到外面的环境的奸恶
and whatever evils we see in our circumstances,
在这首副歌里面说到
in the refrain it says,
纵然伴侣都失败
whether friends be false or few,
无论如何近况必站在主一边
whatsoever betide, ever at his side,
那我们实在是定睛在主的身上。
So may we fix our eyes upon the Lord.
世界的动荡弟兄姐朋友们的的改变，实在是不能改变我们对主的心志。
And whatever changes we may see in the world or our friends, that it would not change the attitude of our hearts.
愿借着这首诗歌，我们彼此勉励。
And so may this hymn be an encouragement to all of us.
好，我们把这首诗歌第一节跟第二节我们唱一次，然后就一起祷告。
We'll sing verses 1 and 2 and then we'll pray together.
From 基督学校我们敬仰主发回向振作在主脚前我们常应于神圣真理或全场其位犹如天天如今要见证我们亲爱救主在这陌生的世界他才见我们如此神圣知足无论何代价要忠心要忠心忠心让此生是免回响忠心要忠心忠于你的荣耀主要忠心忠心纵然伴侣都失败无论何境况必站住一边让主中间存用心从祷告笑容我们见证出发疼人的怒火纷纷烧我们先知己相处完全相互并且被神灵来充满我们尽前往真如主的火星要传播基督吉祥一举一动要将我主宰流露一生一世都要忠心要忠心忠心难辞生死免回响 忠心要忠心，忠于你荣耀光，要忠心，忠心，纵然伴侣都失败，无人和尽管必然主一边，然主常见你忠心。
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
你在十字架上为我们成就的伟大的救恩。
On the cross, you accomplished such a great salvation.
好叫我们能够得到这个永生的生命。
That we would be able to have this eternal life.
主，愿我们这些属你的儿女在你面前实在要学习哦忠心。
Lord, as those who are called yours, may we learn to be faithful.
那我们实在是见证你在我们里面的生命是何等的真实。
That we would testify that the life within us is real.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为这不是我们所能做的工作。
Because this is not a work that we can do.
哦，乃是你圣灵已经住在我们里面，要成就这美妙的工作。
But it is the work that the life that you have placed within us will accomplish.
早晨，我们把我们自己，把亲爱的弟兄姐妹，一一的仰望在你的手中。
Lord, so we place every beloved brother and sister into your hands.
愿你开我们的眼，愿你开我们的耳朵。
Lord, may you open our hearts and our eyes.
让我们实在能够看见你，也能够听见你对我们说话。
Open our ears that we would be able to see you and hear the words that you are speaking to us.
让我们的一生，我们实在是认定你是我们的主，我们愿意完全的跟随你。
That in our life that we would truly say that you are our Lord and that we are living for you.
我们把下面这段时间仰望在你的手中。
We give the following time into your hands.
不管是大人，不管是孩子。
Whether adults or children.
主，我们都蒙你的恩典。
Lord, may we touch your grace.
我们这样祷告感谢是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray these things in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们诗歌要停在这里。
We'll end our time of singing here.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
开头的时候，我想我们一同先来读一些主的话。
I'd like to begin by reading from the Word of God.
请弟兄姊妹打开启示录。
Please turn with me to the Book of Revelation.
第二章。
Chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2.
我们从第八节读起
Starting from verse 8
你要写信给士美拿教会的使者说那首先的末后的死过又活的说我知道你的患难你的贫穷刮胡里面说你却是富足的也知道那自称是犹太人所说的毁谤话其实他们不是犹太人，乃是撒旦议会的人。你要将受的苦，你不用怕。魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难十日。你务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听，得胜的。
And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, The first and the last who was dead and has come to life says this, I know your tribulation and your poverty, and in parentheses, but you are rich, and the blasphemy by those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death.
Sergi.
Verse 12.
你要写信给别加摩教会的使者说，那有两刃利剑的说， 我知道你的居所，就是有撒旦座位之处。当我忠心的见证人安提帕在你们中间，撒旦所住的地方被杀之时，你还坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。然而有几件事我要责备你，因为在 你那里有人服从了巴兰的教训。这巴兰曾教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事。你那里也有人照样服从了尼哥拉一党人的教训。然后我们就跳到十七节，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将那隐藏的玛拿赐给他，并赐给他一块白石，上写着新名，除了那领受的以外，没有人能认识。
And to the angel of the church of Pergamum write, the one who has the sharp two-edged sword says this, I know where you dwell, where Satan's throne is, and you hold fast my name and did not deny my faith, even in the days of Antipas, my witness, my faithful one, who was killed among you where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you, because you have there some who hold the teachings of Balaam, who kept teaching Balak to put a stumbling block before the sons of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit acts of immorality. Thus, you also have some who in the same way hold to the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Verse 17, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone and a new name written on the stone, which no one knows but he who receives it.
我们过去十一月的时候曾经有一个感恩的聚会。
In November, we had a Thanksgiving meeting.
我在我们那个小组的里面呢，跟弟兄姊妹们有一点劝勉。
And within my small group, I had a few words of encouragement.
我就说我们感恩呢，不仅是有言语的感谢。
I encouraged my small group that in Thanksgiving we not only have words of thanksgiving and appreciation,
不仅有心里面的感激,
and we have an appreciative heart,
啊，还应该有行动，对不对?
But we need to have action.
像一个人如果今天对我们有大恩,
For example, today if someone shows us acts of kindness,
我们不仅口头上感谢他。
We not only use our mouths to say thank you, and we have deep appreciation for their acts of kindness.
如果可能，我们真是希望我们能为他做一点什么。
And deep within us, we have a desire to want to pay back that kindness with action.
是不是我们一般人，我们的正常情感应该是这样，对不对？
Isn't this the normal reaction that we should have?
所以同样的，我们对于我们主的这个感恩。
And likewise, our thanksgiving to God
不应该光是口头上的
should not just be from our mouths alone,
也不仅是从心里面感激他的
nor is it only from a heart of appreciation.
我们也希望我们一点行动向神有表示
But the hope is that we take action to show our appreciation to God.
当然我们很微小，我们能为神做什么呢？
Of course, we are so small and we can't do much.
但是当你读神的话语的时候啊，
However, when we read the word of God,
圣经中讲的很多事情是我们可以做的。
The Bible gives us a lot of examples of things that we can actually do.
所以呢，我把它集中在四件事情上面。
So I'd like to combine it all into four points.
你如果真正的感谢神，感激神
，If you're truly thankful to the Lord，
第一个你要听神的话。
The first point is that we need to listen to the word of God。
如果我们真正感谢他，我们要听他的话。
If we're truly thankful, we will listen to His words。
那么 我们晓得基督徒听神的话是非常重要的一件事情。
We know that for a Christian to hear God's word is so critical.
当然，这里面包括了很多事情，我今天早晨不能一一的细说啊。
Of course, it encompasses many aspects, and I don't have the time to go over all of those in detail this morning.
第二件事情我们可以做的。
The second thing that is doable for us.
就我们可以背起十字架跟随主，舍己。
Is that we can carry our cross and follow him and deny ourselves.
如果你真正感激他,
if you are truly thankful to the Lord,
你要舍己,
you need to deny yourself.
主要求我们舍己,
and God requires this of us.
那么第三件事情,
and the third thing,
如果你真正的感激他,
if you are truly thankful to God,
就像约翰所讲的, 你要顺服恩膏的教训,
just like the Apostle John says, we need to be obedient to the holy anointing,
在每天的生活里, 每件事情上, 顺服圣灵的带领。
In our daily life, we need to be obedient to the Holy Spirit's leading, to live under that holy anointing.
还有第四件事情,
and then the fourth thing,
第四件事情是什么呢?
What is the fourth point?
这是一个团体的事情。
This is a corporate issue.
我们要和所有的弟兄姊妹在一起。
Is that together with all of the brothers and sisters,
使我们的聚会成为一盏明灯。
We need to establish ourselves, this church, to be a bright light.
让教会发光。
So that the light can...illuminate.
我们讲到这个发光就是为了照亮基督的。
And we mentioned in the past that this illumination is purely to shine Jesus.
我已经和弟兄姊妹们讲过。
And I've mentioned in the past,
在启示录一开头的时候，
from the beginning of Revelation,
神就有一个很大的一个愿望，
is that God has this great desire.
他希望呢地上的众教会，每一个教会都能成为一盏明亮的灯台。
And he wishes that all the churches in the world would be a bright lampstand.
是金金的灯台。
A golden lampstand.
他们能够在黑暗中间发光。
That in the darkness, the church can shine light.
能够把耶稣基督照射出来。
That Jesus Christ can be illuminated.
我们晓得神今天建造教会最大的目的就是彰显基督。
The establishment of the church is purely to manifest Christ.
如果我们真正的感恩，
and if we are truly thankful,
我们就应当和我们的弟兄姊妹在一起，共同的来使这盏灯叫它发亮。
We would want to build each other up so that we can shine brightly for Christ.
当然，我们从圣经里面很清楚，这一盏金金的灯台。
And of course, from the Bible, we see that this golden lampstand
是神对教会的要求
is a requirement of the church.
当然，它里面包括了几个重要的原则
and it contains a lot of principles.
是我们今天可以实行的
and these are doable for us today.
那么，这里四个重要的原则我们都应当记住
and there are also four principles we need to pay attention to.
第一个，这个金金的灯台是纯金的。
The first point is that this golden lampstand is made of pure gold.
它的性质是纯洁的。
The nature and character of this lampstand is pure.
所以今天教会要能够发光。
So in order for the church to shine brightly,
第一件事情我们要持守教会的纯洁。
The first thing we need to pursue and maintain is the purity in the church.
我们怎么可能纯洁呢?
How do we purify the church?
我们知道只有主的生命在我们里面是最纯洁的。
We know that only the life of Christ is pure.
要活在这个生命的里面。
If we are to live in Christ,
你才能表现纯洁。
Then can we be pure.
并且我们知道我们不能容许任何仇敌的事物、世界的事物、肉体的东西进到教会的里面。
We can never allow Satan or the things of the world or our flesh to enter into the church.
我们知道这个维持这个纯洁是一个很大的征战。
Maintaining the purity in the church is a real battle.
当我们讲到 亚细亚七个教会的时候
，as we talk about the seven churches in Asia Minor，
我们就看见他们要维持教会的纯洁非常不容易。
It was very difficult for them to maintain the purity among them。
很多聚会都不发光了，没发不出光来。
Many of these churches were not able to produce light。
为什么呢？因为教会变得掺杂。
Why is it? It's because the church has become complicated.
所以这是一个大的征战。
With things, and this is a great battle.
今天我们需要主的恩典。
Today we need the grace of God.
持守教会的纯洁。
To hold on tightly to the purity of the church.
绝不容许仇敌的东西进到教会里面。
That we would never allow the things of Satan to enter into our
midst. 绝不容许世界的东西进到教会里面。
Nor allow the things of the world to enter into our midst.
也绝不容许天然的生命，我们这个人的己的部分。
And also that we would not allow our flesh, our self-life, to be manifested in the church.
所以你要让这盏灯能够发亮。
So in order for us to allow this light to shine brightly,
所以第一件事情就要持守它的纯洁。
The first thing is we need to maintain the purity in the church.
第二件事情。
The second thing.
我们知道这个灯台是一块金子锤出来的。
We know that this lampstand was made of one piece of pure gold.
我们讲到这是一个合一的一个工作。
And this is a work of unifying.
那么显在我们实际的教会生活里。
Now practically speaking in our church life.
它就是我们要保持和谐。
Is that we need to have harmony.
我们要保守主的平安在我们的里面。
We need to maintain the peace of Christ within us.
我们跟神之间是平安的。
Between our individual selves and God, we need to be at peace.
我们也跟所有的弟兄姊妹里面都是平安的。
And we also need to maintain peace with each other.
这个能够维持教会的一个和谐。
Then can we have harmony?
所以这是很重要的一件事情。
And this is a very important thing.
我曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲过 ，Even Roberts 弟兄啊，在世的日子，他有几个很有名的话。
I've referenced this brother Evan Roberts in the past.
他说：“我要 peace with God, peace with man, peace with everything.”
And this is his famous quote: "Peace with God, peace with man, peace with everything."
我们知道是何等的不容易啊！
We know that this is not an easy thing to achieve.
但是这个是我们努力的方向。
But we need to pursue after this.
必须求得整个教会的和谐。
That we have harmony within the church.
那么这个灯台是也它是非常美丽的。
And also this lampstand is beautiful.
它是有个形状的。
It has a form.
我们晓得这是耶稣基督的形象。
And this form is none other than Christ himself.
就是主自己的性格和性情。
It is Christ's very own nature and character.
所以在教会里只有表现了基督的性格性情，那个就是美丽的。
So only when we manifest the nature and the character of Christ, then the church can be beautiful.
请我们记得。
Please remember.
任何时候我们的性格，我们的性情表现出来都是丑陋的。
At any moment when our natural self is manifested, then we have failed.
我不是讲你们，我连我自己也是这样。
I'm not talking about you. This includes myself.
人碰到我的性格，那都是丑陋的。
As soon as it touches my natural self and my flesh,
如果碰见了基督的性格，就是美丽的。
But when and is ugly. But as soon as we touch the nature of Christ, then it is beautiful.
所以保罗在世的日子，他说：“无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大，就是竭力的把基督的美丽显出来。”
So that is why the Apostle Paul said that everything would be in Christ that is lived out.
第四件重要的事情。
The fourth point
就需要有膏油
is that we need the holy anointing oil.
当然，弟兄姊妹，我们知道这盏灯如果没有油的话呢，它不可能发亮。
We know that if there's no oil, this lamp cannot shine bright.
其实我有时在想啊
，and many times I think，
当初这个是一个灯台啊，它上面那个灯盏用油灯。
This lampstand is an oil lampstand.
因为在那个会幕的里面
，because in the temple,
tabernacle,
in the tabernacle.
我们知道那个圣所的空间很小。
In the Holy of Holies,
the Holy Place, 它是很小的。
It's a very small place.
啊，所以那一盏灯呢，有七个灯盏，七盏灯，七个灯。
And there are seven lampstands.
不是，有七个灯呢。
Oh, on the lampstand there are seven arms.
所以呢，那个油灯你想能发多大的光啊？
How bright do you think an oil lamp can shine?
但是有七个呢，那个小小的空间就够亮了，对不对？
However, in a small room, these seven little lamps can actually illuminate quite a bit.
所以你千万不要想今天教会在地上要发大光，像探照灯一样的。Amen, 不是不是，你搞错了。
So don't feel like we are called to shine so bright that like the sun.
那个是油灯啊。
It's an oil lamp.
啊，我想我们会所里面呢，任何恐怕一盏灯就比那七个灯都要亮，对不对
？In our church building, probably just one of our lamps, one of these light bulbs, is brighter than the lampstand itself.
所以神对地上的教会的要求并不大的。
So the requirement that God has for us is not a big one.
但是何等的可惜啊！
But unfortunately,
你读教会的历史，
if you read church history,
教会在地上能发出这么一点点的光都不容易。
It's so difficult to shine even just the tiniest bit of light.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
这个膏油是第四个重要的因素。
The fourth point is that we need the holy oil.
啊，弟兄姊妹记得了啊，四个点。
Can you remember these four points?
我再重复一下。
And I'll review them again.
如果我们真是心存感激，
if our hearts are truly thankful to God,
我们要共同的来实现这个事情。
Together, we need to pursue after this.
第一个，维护教会的纯洁。
The first one is that we need to maintain the purity in the church.
第二个，维护教会的和谐。
The second one is to maintain harmony in the church.
第三个，维护教会的美丽。
The third point is to maintain the beauty in the church.
第四个，要叫教会中满有膏油。
And the fourth point is that we need the church to be full of this holy oil.
所以神用很简单的图画，一盏的金金的灯台来说明这个意义。
So God gives us this simple picture of a lampstand to show us the importance of all of this.
所以当约翰在拔摩海岛上看见这个异象的时候，
So John on the island of Patmos saw this.
那么神把这个金金的灯台和人子的异象摆在最前头。
So God has given us this image of this lampstand.
然后接下来呢，他就讲到了亚细亚的七个教会。
And then he speaks to the seven churches in Asia Minor.
我们能感觉一个在天上，一个在地下，一个在天上。
We feel like one is in heaven and one is on earth.
前面这个金金的灯台呢，这个好像是天上所看见的荣耀。金灯台啊，好像表现天上的。
The lampstand itself is a representation of heaven.
而这七个亚细亚的教会是表现地上的光景。
And yet the seven churches in Asia Minor reflect the condition of the earth.
这里给我们看见神的要求是这个，但是呢，我们要做到很不容易了。
So it shows us that the requirement of God is such, but the reality is what we see in the seven churches.
所以你看见这亚细亚的七个教会，多半都是怎么样发不出光来的。
So we see that the churches in Asia Minor had a tough time illuminating light.
那这是主给我们的一个提醒，对不对？
But this is a reminder to us.
我们就说这个教会的光景，不管它多软弱，主还是爱它的。
But regardless of the condition of the church, God still loves us.
但很可惜呢，它发不出光来了。
But unfortunately, that church was not able to illuminate.
我们上一次已经和弟兄姊妹讲过以弗所的教会。
The last time we spoke on the church of Ephesus,
当他失去了那个起初的爱，
that they lost their first love,
他那个灯台几乎要被神挪走了，
and their lampstand was just on the verge of being removed by God.
那么我想我不重复，那么今天呢，我们来看这个另外两个教会。
I won't review that again, and today we'll move on to look at the next two churches.
我们要看看 他们为什么发不出光来了？
And why these next two churches had such a difficult time in shining light.
那么首先呢，我们看的是士美拿的教会。
And the first one we'll look at today is the church of Smyrna.
我们知道士美拿的教会啊，那么弟兄姊妹都很清楚，它是一个在苦难中的教会。
And I think we're all familiar with this, is that the church of Smyrna was in the midst of suffering and tribulation.
我们感谢主，
But we thank our God,
这个教会处在极大的患难当中，
that even though this church was in the midst of tribulation,
但是呢，他们靠主的恩典呢，
but
they
relied on the grace of God to stand firm.
我们晓得这个宇宙中啊，世界中的苦难从哪里来的呢？
And where did this source of tribulation come from?
神没一点都没有意思要神的儿女受苦的。
God never will intentionally allow His people to suffer.
那么最近正好我和我们读经礼拜五的读经组读到约伯记。
约伯记。
Job.
Oh, Job. In our Bible study group, we've been studying the book of Job.
那里很清楚告诉我们，这个苦难是从仇敌来的。
And we saw that Job's suffering was from Satan.
弟兄姊妹，我们读圣经，我们就很清楚。
And brothers and sisters, when we read the Bible, it's very clear.
在创世纪第一章第二节。
In Genesis 1 and 2.
Chapter 1.
Chapter
1. Verse 2.
Verse 2.
哎，你看见在那里，本来神创造一个天地很美丽的。
Originally, God created a heaven and earth that was very beautiful.
结果魔鬼一进来了。
However, we entered Satan.
他就把这个地变成空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
And he caused the world to be dark and formless and void.
那个时候还没有造人呢。
Man was not created yet.
所以人还没受苦呢。
And so there was no suffering.
他已经破坏了神的工作了。
Satan had already destroyed God's
creation. 那么后来呢？神造了人之后，神就把人放在伊甸园的里面。
Then God created man after He created the garden.
你看，在神的心意中间，他是希望人能够活在一个快乐满足的情况里面。
So God's desire is that man would live in a beautiful and peaceful place.
那个地方是没有苦难的。
The Garden of Eden was a place that had no suffering.
但是呢，魔鬼进来了。
But then enter Satan.
他一进来就把这个伊甸园破坏了。
And he ruined the Garden of Eden.
好像把这个快乐的园子呢变成了个地狱。
It's almost like he turned this beautiful garden into hell.
本来人生活在神的园子里面非常的快乐。
Originally in the Garden of Eden, man's life was full of joy.
但是魔鬼一进来就把它改变了。
As soon as Satan entered, he changed the
environment. 神只好把人赶出伊甸园。
And God had no choice but to cast out Adam and
Eve. 你在外面只有汗流满面才得糊口。就是你要很努力的做工啊，你才能维持生活了。
And so the, after man was kicked out of the Garden of Eden, then they had to toil and work the ground.
从此之后，人就活在一个苦难的环境里面。
And since then, man lived in a state of suffering.
是撒旦把苦难带到这个世界里面来的。
So it was Satan that brought difficulties and suffering into the world.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们记得，任何时候你只要碰到仇敌的东西，都叫你受苦。
And we have to remember that as soon as we touch the things of Satan, we will suffer.
当然我们知道今天撒旦是非常会利用这个苦难。
And we know that Satan is great at using this suffering against us.
所以他把苦难带到世界中。
So he brought suffering into the world.
特别是带到教会的里面。
Particularly into the church.
所以士美拿的教会遇见非常大的苦难。
So the church of Smyrna encountered this tribulation.
有人讲说这士美拿预表初期的教会啊。
And many people say that Smyrna represented the early church.
在最早期的时候，
that in the very beginning,
教会在罗马政权的逼迫底下曾经受过十次的大灾难。
That Smyrna under the Roman oppression suffered 10 great tribulations.
所以仇敌蓄了很多的苦难兴起在百姓的当中。
So Satan stirred up a lot of sufferings It's for the church.
有两面的情况啊。
Of course, there's two sides to this.
有的人因过苦难就跌倒了。
There are some who suffer and they fall.
我们能看见很多弟兄姊妹稍微一点受点苦，家庭、事业上的、身体上的苦难，他就离开了。
And we see the, in the church some people who suffer with family life and other issues and they can't tolerate it and they leave.
但是士美拿的教会不是这样。
But the church of Smyrna was not like this.
这个苦难临到他们的时候啊。
When this tribulation and suffering came upon
反而呢更多的激发他们。
In fact, it stimulated and encouraged them even more to love the Lord more.
所以教会历史也告诉我们
So church history also tells us
很多在苦难中的教会啊，他们表现的爱主的光景反而更好
That the churches in the world that suffer the most will reflect a love that is greater than other churches.
当然有另外一面，神也用苦难来管教神的百姓。
And God will also allow that suffering to control His own people.
啊，苦难在我们身上有一个好处啊，使我们能更多经历神。
And suffering among us brings out a greater experience in the Lord.
在我们生活中更感觉神的真实。
And we feel that God is more real in our lives.
我想我没有时间多的解释。
I don't have more time to go over this in detail.
感谢主。
But we thank God.
士美拿的教会人就是一个发光的教会。
The church of Smyrna was a church that shined for the Lord.
所以神也对他们有点称赞。
So God had words of praise for them.
他说你们在患难中看起来是贫穷的。其实你们是富足的。
And he said that in your tribulation you are in poverty, but you are rich.
当然这个是灵里面的富足。
And this being rich is being rich in the spirit.
但是呢在这个苦难的里面不仅有外面的患难。
And not only in this suffering is there outward tribulation.
他们还受到一个里面的一个干扰。
But they also had internal difficulties and
strife. 因为在那里有一班人搅扰他们。
Because there were a group of people who were attacking them,
他们
slandering them.
说起来好像是犹太人。
And they themselves claim to be Jews.
他们其实不是犹太人，在神眼中看根本不是。
But in actuality, in God's eyes, they are not Jews.
他这里特别讲到。犹太人所说毁谤的话
And it says here that these Jews were saying words of blasphemy.
所以弟兄姊妹，这给我们一个提醒。
So this gives us a reminder.
千万不能说毁谤的话。
We can never say words of blasphemy.
这班犹太人，他们还是会堂里面的人。
And these were Jews who were in the synagogue.
这告诉我们，犹太教成了仇敌手中的工具了。
And we can see that Satan used these people in the synagogue as his own tools.
所以他们有很多毁谤的话。
So they had a lot of words of blasphemy.
我想今天这个在教会中我们都很能够领会。
I think we can all understand this today.
有许多时候这个是是非非的这些毁谤的话出来的时候都是叫人呢那个里面呢很受影响。
And these words of blasphemy arise and it can influence us easily.
增加人的这个苦难。
And it increases the suffering in us.
当然苦难不仅是今天神用它来在我们身上做工。
And this suffering is not only to stimulate us to do work for him.
苦难也考验我们的忠心。
It also is a test of our faithfulness to him.
在这样的环境中我们仍旧能够忠心吗？
In our suffering, are we able to remain faithful?
我们没有时间去讲教会历史上那许多受苦的美好的见证。
And we don't have time to go into many of the good testimonies and examples in church history.
感谢主，两千年教会的历史，无数的弟兄姊妹在苦难的里面，他们忠心跟随主。
But we thank God that in church history, thousands of years, there were many Christians who suffered but remained faithful to God.
所以在士美拿教会里面，神也呼召得胜者。
So for the church of Smyrna, God also had a calling for the overcomers.
这般得胜者 他们就是向着这个环境不妥协的一般人。
And these overcomers were ones who did not compromise in the situation they were in.
他们主告诉你们不需要怕，所以他们不怕苦难。
And God told them, "Do not fear suffering," and so they did not fear.
也不怕人话语的攻击。
And don't fear the attacks of these words of blasphemy.
神主告诉他们说，你们要至死忠心。
And the Lord said, "Be faithful until death."
啊，他们到死都是忠心的。
And even until death, be faithful.
弟兄姊妹们，今天这个整个的时代对我们来讲都是严重的考验。
And today, in the generation, the times that we're in, this is all a testing for us.
我们能忠心到底吗？
Are we able to be faithful until the end?
不管多艰难。
Regardless of how difficult our situation is or how the situation changes, are we able to be faithful until the end? So church history testifies of one thing is that the churches that suffer the most actually end up shining the brightest.
So in church history, the teachers are the glory of the martyr.
So martyrs are the ones who shine the brightest.
Yeah. 感谢主。
So we're thankful.
士美拿的教会提醒我们。
The Church of Smyrna reminds us.
今天教会在苦难中。
That today the church is in a time of suffering.
但是我们不能灰心。
But we cannot lose faith.
不能够妥协。
We cannot compromise.
但愿在苦难的里面,
and even though we are in tribulation,
我们仍旧能够把基督照亮。
We need to still illuminate Christ.
所以士美拿的教会是一个发光的聚会。
So the church of Smyrna was a church that was able to produce
light. 然后下面我们来到了别加摩的教会。
And the next church we come to is Pergamum.
我们看见这个教会的光景呢，就非常的不好。
And we see that the church of Pergamum was in a bad state.
撒旦在别加摩教会里面的工作非常的厉害。
And Satan's work in the church of Pergamum was great.
主说：“我知道你的居所就是有撒旦的座位之处。”
And he says, "I know where you dwell, where Satan's throne is."
我们到这句话呢，可以从两面的来解释。
And you can look at this phrase from two sides.
一方面讲到今天呢，我们在地上所居住的环境，视为全部是仇敌的权势。
On one hand, you can look at it and say that surrounding us, everything around us is Satan's domain.
另一面你可以领会这个仇敌的权势进到教会的里面。
And from another aspect you can say is that Satan's dominion has entered into the church.
在教会历史上
In church history,
许多读经的人告诉我们
Many people who have studied the Bible will tell us
在今天的基督教里面
Today in Christianity,
很多东西啊，不是出于主的东西啊，大概都是别加摩那个时代进来的。
Many things that are not of Christ are the things that were from the Church of Pergamum.
所以别加摩的教会在教会历史上代表了一个非常可怕的一个情况。
So the Church of Pergamum reminds us of a terrible situation.
我们知道仇敌是无孔不入的。
You know that Satan is relentless.
他要把世界的东西啊，带到教会的里面。
In wanting to bring the things of the world into the church.
我们刚刚讲教会要纯洁。
We just mentioned that in the church we need to preserve
purity. 你看一不纯洁，这个情况就变。
As soon as the purity is gone, then the situation changes.
所以别加摩的教会就让我们看见撒旦的权势。进到神的百姓当中。
So in the Church of Pergamum, we could say that Satan's authority has been brought into the church.
这个居所就讲到我们生活的环境。
And this throne talks about our daily life.
讲到我们的生活，对
our daily life.
你看仇敌的权势就在神百姓的生活当中了。
That Satan's throne and his authority and his power is surrounding us.
不过当时呢，感谢主，在这个教会里面有一个人叫做安提帕。
But thank God that in the midst of this church there was one individual called Antipas.
这个安提帕呢，翻出来原文英文就是 anti-all。
And to the meaning of his name is anti-all, anti-world.
所以有个弟兄讲得很好啊，你 anti-all, 你只好寻道。你 anti-all 的话，你只好死了。
Oh, okay. There's a saying that if you're anti-all, then you are a martyr.
这个人很忠心。
This individual was very faithful.
他反对教会中一切不出于神的东西。
And he was against everything that was not of Christ.
他说感谢主，这个人在的时候啊。
And God said that thank God that when he was here.
那么神的儿女们呢，还坚守主的道。
That God's people were able to remain faithful.
啊，那么。坚守主的名，没有弃绝主的道。
They were able to hold on to his name and his word.
我在过去的几十年的经验里面，我也碰过很多次这样的情形。
And I've experienced this myself in the last several years.
我看见在教会中有一些年长弟兄姊妹，他们非常的爱主。
In the church, I've seen many elderly ones who really love the Lord.
他们周围围着一大堆的人。
And they've surrounded themselves with a lot of people.
当他在的时候。
And while that individual was present,
这些弟兄姊妹的光景都不错的。
The condition of the brothers and sisters around him was pretty good.
但是等到这个人一死了。
But as soon as that individual died,
马上情况就改变。
Immediately the situation changed.
这是别加摩教会啊，老早就给告诉我们了。
And this is something that the Church of Pergamum warned us from long ago.
所以这个安提帕在的时候呢，他们的光景还不错的。
When this individual Antipas was there, their condition was pretty good.
但是安提帕一死被杀。整个情况就改变。
But as soon as Antipas was murdered, the situation changed.
这就说明今天的教会里面呢，那个爱主的气氛不够普遍。
It means that today in the church, those who love the Lord, it's not all over. It's not rampant.
他们也是过分的依赖人呢。
They rely on just one individual.
我记得我从前讲过一个故事啊。
And there's a story of old.
我讲过那个卫斯理弟兄的故事。
A story of Charles Wesley.
啊，那么他曾经在美国做工。
He used to serve in the United States.
有一年他要回从这个美国呢回到欧洲去。
And he wanted to go from the United States to Europe.
他坐的那个船呢？
And the ship, the boat that he was on,
在大西洋的当中碰见风浪。
As he was crossing the Atlantic, they hit a great storm.
非常可怕。
And it was terrifying.
这是卫斯理自己讲的。
And this was in Wesley's own words.
他怕得不得了啊。
He was so fearful.
他怕死。
That he was fearful of death.
但是有一天他走到三等舱那个。最底层的那个普通人。
But then one day he went all the way down to the lower levels of the ship where the common people were.
他碰见了一般人。
He met a group of people.
父母带着孩子。
The parents with their children.
他们在那里唱诗歌。
They were sitting there singing songs and worshiping God.
他们里面非常的平安。
And within their souls they were at peace.
哇，卫斯理说这是班什么人呢？
And Wesley would say, what kind of people are these?
Here I
am as a pastor, and I'm fearful of death.
And
these individuals were not fearful of death and at peace.
这班人就告诉他，他们是弟兄会的一班弟兄姊妹。
So he asked this family, well, where do you hail from? And they said they're from the
Brethren
movement.
所以后来我们知道。John Wesley 的重生得救是得着弟兄们的帮助的。
Sorry, it was John, not Charles. So John Wesley was, we can see that it was helped by the Brethren movement.
那个故事叫我里面非常受感动。
And this story really encouraged me a lot.
就是弟兄们的工作呢，做得很透彻，已经做到所有弟兄姊妹里面。
That the work of the Brethren was really deep, that work spread throughout all the brothers and sisters.
他们不需要什么什么大人物在他们中间的。
They didn't need to rely on one individual.
每个弟兄姊妹都学会依靠。
That every brother and sister knew how to rely on the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们看见在别加摩的教会中出现这样的情形。
So we see in the church of Pergamum this situation occurred.
所以当安提帕一过世之后。
So as soon as Antipas was murdered.
他们的光景就完全的坠落。
Their condition took a nosedive.
啊，那么这里呢有两件事情啊。
There are two things.
这是主对我们的一个提醒。
Two reminders.
他说第一个就是他们那里有人服从了巴兰的教训。
Is that one is that the people held to the teachings of Balaam.
我们晓得巴兰的故事，摩亚王这个迦勒呢，用金钱贿赂巴兰。巴勒把钱给巴兰。
We know that the story of how King Balak gave money to Balaam.
叫他去咒诅以色列人
to bribe them to entice the Israel
记载在民数记的里面
民数记
Numbers
in Numbers this is recorded in Numbers
啊，弟兄姊妹们这个巴兰呢说明了一个什么呢
What does Balaam represent
说明今天有人侍奉主啊是贪爱钱财的
is that some who serve God out of greed, out of the love of money,
是贪爱名利的
and out of fame,
结果呢他们在神的百姓中就教导人作恶
and yet Balaam taught the Israelites how to commit sin.
弟兄姊妹们这个对我们是重要的提醒
This is an important reminder to us.
哎呀，我们人实在是一个堕落的人。
We are truly fallen people.
很难胜过这个名利的诱惑。
It's so hard to resist the temptation of
riches
and fame.
你看，别到处都有很多侍奉主的人贪钱贪利啊，贪。
And there's so many people who serve God who have a greedy heart and are seeking after riches and fame.
今天呢，不要说传道人，是一般人的弟兄姊妹也是这样情形。
And not only just pastors, but also brothers and sisters.
所以这个巴兰的教训呢，成为教会中间的一个非常可怕的教训。
So the teachings of Balaam are a terrifying message to the church.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们侍奉主啊，就是应该守节心清啊。
When we serve God, we need to have a simple.
我过去啊，跟我们很多同工们讲。
I've mentioned with brothers and sisters in the past.
因为他们都有很好的学历的。
Because everyone has a good background and education and
upbringing. 我说如果你们要贪钱要发财不要走这条路嘛对不对
If you want to pursue after money and riches and fame, then don't go on this way.
按你们的学历在世界上找一份好的工作你可以有很好的生活的
You can have a good life if you follow your education and your careers.
你为什么今天走了这条路你还这样的一种表现呢这不是
Why is it that today you've walked on this path, but yet you still desire to have money and riches and fame?
弟兄姊妹们这个巴兰的教训在教会的历史中特别在地上的教会中一直影响到今天。
And the teachings of Balaam, you can see, have influenced the church all the way until today.
所以弄得整个别加摩的教会啊，变得乌烟瘴气的啊。
And it has totally corrupted the church of Pergamum.
还有他们第二件事情。
And the second thing.
他们服从了尼格拉党人的教训。
And they also held to the teachings of the Nicolaitans.
这个尼格拉党人，我想我没时间去解释他。
I don't have time to go into detail on the Nicolaitans.
简单的来说，就在教会里面建立了圣品阶级的一个作风。
But simply stating is that his teachings were the teachings of the Nicolaitans caused a separation in ranks in the church.
Laymen, your laymen.
The clergy and laymen, differences in clergy and laymen.
你看。教会后来变成天主教，就是所谓的神职人员凭信徒，对不对？就是有这个 clergy。
This caused the church to have a clergy and entered
layman,
in the.
我们是 layman 。
The layman and Catholicism。
我们晓得这个是从第二个世纪开始。教父们所带进来的思想
，and we know that this concept and idea was brought forth through the second generation of the Catholic fathers.
当时很有名的一个教父叫 Ignatius.
There was one father who was very famous, Saint Ignatius.
他把这个意念带到教会的里面。
He brought this concept into the church.
从此之后。教会里面就开始产生了这个阶级上面的不一样。
From that moment forward, the church began to have different levels of clergymen.
我们知道，当初以弗所的教会的时候，他们拒绝这个东西。
In the early church of Ephesus, they denied all of this.
现在，他们这个变成了一个固定的教训。
But yet now they have established this as a teaching.
所以我们弟兄姊妹知道啊。
So brothers and sisters,
神的心意告诉我们，我们都是身体上的肢体。
We are all members of the body of Christ.
只有主耶稣是头。
Only Jesus Christ is head.
我们呢都是弟兄姊妹。
We are all brothers and sisters.
啊。我们没有什么区别的。
There's no difference between us.
在教会里面，在天父的跟前，我们都一视同仁的，对吧？
And in the church before our heavenly Father, we are all the same.
你看，你家里有孩子，这孩子在父母的跟前地位都是一样的，对不对呢？
In a household, you have children, and we're all in the same position.
你家里面会有区别吗？
Is there a difference within the family?
我知道我们中国古代的家庭呢，重男轻女，这个是有区别的。他们比较看重男的，轻看女的。
In ancient Chinese culture, there was more of an emphasis on males.
但是我们的天父是看所有的弟兄姊妹都是一样的。
But our heavenly Father looks at all of us equally.
所以圣经中一句宝贵的话说：“你们都是弟兄啊！”这句话是。
So there's a precious word in the Bible that says you are all brethren.
所以教会里面呢有工人，有负责弟兄，有长老执事，这个不代表地位的。
So in the Bible it talks about elders and teachers, but this does not talk about a certain status.
我希望我们的弟兄姊妹能记得。
I hope that we can all remember.
这些是功用上面的不一样 ，function 上面的不一样。
That we all serve a different function, and that's it.
我们没有 position 上面的不一样。
There are no positions or statuses in the church.
这已经完全被破坏了。
And this was destroyed.
所以从别加摩的教会开始。
So starting from the Church of Pergamum,
地上的教会就整个有了大的一个变动。
The churches in the world changed for the worse.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
今天。我们看见别加摩的教会有仇敌的权势在其中。
Today we see in the Church of Pergamum, Satan has his authority there.
他们听从巴兰的教训。
They held to the teachings of Balaam.
他们听从尼格拉一党人的教训。
They held to the teachings of the Nicolaitans.
所以你可以很清楚地看见这个教会是不发光的。
So you can see very clearly that this is a church that did not produce light.
那么就是安提帕在的时候发一点点的光。
Only while Antipas was alive, they were able to produce a little bit of light.
整个教会都是黑暗的。
Otherwise, the entire church was in darkness.
这是叫主伤心的事情。
And this is something that was hurtful to the Lord.
但是神把这个历史上的这个教会摆在我们的跟前，是来警戒我们。
But God has given us the history of this church as a warning to us.
我们一定要 在主面前有个心愿，维持教会的纯洁。
We need to pursue and maintain the purity in the church.
凡是那些不属于主的东西，都不能叫它进到教会里面来。
Anything that is not of Christ, we cannot allow it to enter into the church.
即使是出于人的好意，也不行。
Even out of the good intentions of man, we cannot bring it into the church.
请我们记得，教会一不纯洁。它就无法发光了。
As soon as we bring impurities into the church, then we cannot produce
light. 所以别加摩的教会是一个大的警戒。
So the church of Pergamum is a tremendous warning to us.
所以在这里主也呼召得胜者。
And here also the Lord has a calling for overcomers.
今天我们知道仇敌四布在整个环境的里面。
Today we know that Satan surrounds us.
但是我们绝对不能容许他的权势进到教会的里面来。
We cannot allow Satan to have authority in the church.
今天弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们人变成仇敌手中的工具。
And sadly today, some of us have become Satan's tools.
你看今天地上的教会里面，多少人喜欢把世界上的东西搬到教会里面来。
And today in the churches, you see how so many people love bringing the things of the world.
你等于在帮仇敌。把那个权势带进来了。
You are actually assisting and helping Satan bring in his authority.
这个会毁坏教会的纯洁。
And this will completely corrupt the purity in the church.
教会的见证就没有了。
And the testimony of Jesus will be gone.
所以我们如果爱主。
So if we love the Lord.
我们感恩。
And if we are thankful.
我们必须要守住这个。
We have to hold on to this.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
在教会历史上。
In church history,
这只有三百多年前弟兄运动开始的时候
About 300 years ago when the Brethren movement started,
他们把过去一千多年教会历史上的东西
They dealt with 1,000 years worth of church history,
全部带到主话语的光中来检验
All of the issues, they brought itbefore the light of God's word.
凡不出于主的统统把它隔除在外。
Anything that was not of God's word, they removed it.
所以因此在欧洲带起了一阵的复兴。
And in Europe, it caused a great revival.
后来 Miss Barber, 我们的 Miss Barber 姊妹把这个复兴的运动带到中国了。
And then Margaret E. Barber brought this revival to China.
所以中国有一批的弟兄们被主兴起来了。
And then in China, there were some who were revived.
我们才明白。
Then we realized.
撒旦今天在教会中的工作是多么的厉害。
That Satan's work attacking the church is so devastating.
所以弟兄姊妹不能轻看这个。
So we cannot look lightly on this.
今天主给我们机会一同聚在这里。
Today, God gives us the opportunity to gather together like this. If we have a heart of thankfulness, we need to pursue with our brothers and sisters after this. That every brother and sister here needs to have this desire to preserve the purity in the church, to preserve the harmony in the church among brothers and sisters, and allow the beauty of Jesus to remain, and allow the Holy Spirit to richly anoint us. God calls us to walk on the path of overcoming,
在教会中绝不给仇敌留下任何的地位。
That we would not give Satan a foothold at all.
我们也绝不因着自己的私心来侍奉神。
That we would not serve God with our own abilities and intentions.
更不要谈到什么厉害的问题。要单纯。
We need to be pure.
我们也弃绝所有的这些阶级制度。
And we need to reject all of these impurities.
因为我自己是个传道人。
And I myself am a minister.
哎呀，我常常讲我是你们的弟兄。
And I always emphasize I am just your brother.
我常常讲，因为如果今天因为我年长了，你对我一点尊敬，这个我接受了。
I often say jokingly that.Maybe not jokingly. I oftentimes will say that if you respect me because I'm old, I'm willing to accept that.
或者呢，因为主给我一点恩赐，我能用恩赐用主的话语服侍弟兄姊妹，弟兄姊妹有点感恩，这个也还可以。
And maybe because God gives me a few words of encouragement to encourage you, and you're helped by that, I can accept that.
如果你们因为我是个传道人而把我摆在一个特殊的地位上，弟兄姊妹就大错特错了。
But today, if because of me being a minister, you elevate me into a higher position, then you are completely wrong.
我们中间没有阶级的这个东西。
We have no statuses and positions among us.
我们大家都是亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
We are all equally brothers and sisters in Christ.
教会中的负责弟兄们也不是有特殊的地位。
And even the responsible brothers in the church, they don't have a specific, elevated position.
我想我讲这些不是要建立我们的制度，这是回到圣经的里面，这主的要求是这样，对吧？
制度 ，what is that？
这不是我的意思。
Oh, this is not my words or my intention. These are the teachings of the Bible.
如果我们希望我们的聚会成为一个发光的聚会，
if we want our gathering here to be a church that produces,
所有的弟兄姊妹都需要明白这个道理。
All of the brothers and sisters need to be on board with this message.
我想我的时间到了。
I think my time is out.
不能继续再说了。
I can't say anything more.
但愿在这个末后的日子，
but may we in these end times,
主提醒我们,
may God remind us,
教会要是一盏灯,
today, if we are to be a lampstand,
让耶稣基督在这里被照亮,
may we illuminate Christ.
愿主把这个意念思想摆在每个弟兄姊妹心里。
May God place this concept and desire in our hearts.
我们低头再一点祷告。
Let's bow with a word of prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we are truly thankful.
早晨我们可以这样聚在你自己的跟前。
That we can gather before you in your presence this morning.
也是聚在你话语的跟前。
That we gather before your word.
主啊，求你开通我们里面的耳朵。
May you open up our ears.
让我们能听见你的声音。
So that we can hear your voice.
特别在这个末后的时代。
Particularly in the end times.
主啊，你是何等的爱你的教会。
Lord, you truly love your church.
你也何等巴望教会能符合于你的心意。
And you desire that your church would fulfill your will.
所以你在你的话语里面一再的教导我们。
So in your words, you continually guide us.
主啊，除去我们里面的愚昧。
Lord, may you remove all the foolishness.
让我们能够醒悟过来。
That we can be awakened.
在末后的日子。
That in the end times.
还有不多的时间。
In the short time that we have.
我们和我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹在这里一同追求。
That with our brothers and sisters we can pursue together.
一同侍奉。
That we can serve together.
主啊，但愿在这里你能看见一盏明亮的灯。
Lord, may you look down on us and see a source of light here.
让你自己的美丽被显出来。
That may your own beauty be manifested.
让人都敬畏你。
That everyone would revere you.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 下面呢，我们结束之前有点报告。
We have a couple of announcements to make.
首先我想我们还是介绍一下新来的人。
Before we make announcements, I'd like to introduce any newcomers.
有没有新来的弟兄姊妹在这一边的，请你站起来让我们认识一下，好吧？
If there are any newcomers here today on our right-hand side, please stand and
introduce yourself. 请你报一下你的名。
我的中文名是
张胜元。
张胜元。哎，胜就是圣诞节的圣，
圆
的
圆，
的圆。
好。来自中国北京。你已经是信主的，对吧？OK, 好，欢迎你，我们欢迎你，请坐，请坐，欢迎你。还有没有？
Any
这边还有吗？新来的，请不要客气啊。OK。OK, welcome you.
Welcome you.
那这边有没有？
Any newcomers on this side of the room?
这边有新来的人吗 ？OK， 没有的话，那我们就要报告事项啊。
Next, we have several announcements to make.
我想我们周间的聚会都是照常的。
I think all of our weekly meetings will continue as usual.
礼拜二祷告聚会在线上。
Tuesday night prayer meeting will remain online.
礼拜五呢，这个聚会呢是 hybrid 混合的。
And Friday night Bible study will function in the hybrid
礼拜六的东南区聚会也是混合的。
As well as the Saturday Southeast Bible study.
下个主日的波饼聚会、信息聚会的时间都是一样的。
Next Sunday's meetings will continue as scheduled.
下个礼拜呢是迪伟弟兄、李世博弟兄两位弟兄要交通。
And next Sunday we have two brothers, 世博 and Wei迪伟、韦迪。
那么，曲浩宇弟兄、张立邦弟兄翻译。Nelson and Ben.
Nelson and Ben Chang will be translating next week.
我们很好玩的，有时候看中文不知道是谁，有时候我看英文我也不知道是谁。
Sometimes I mix up the names. From Chinese to English.
那么，下面一个重要的一个报告啊。
We have a couple of important announcements.
先提醒一下，我们说呢，我们现在开始聚会啊，不勉强弟兄姊妹戴口罩。
The first one is that we don't have a requirement for masks.
但是好像呢，这个美国疫情呢又上来了。
However, there's a trifecta of viruses that are escalating.
所以如果你可能戴口罩，还是戴口罩吧。
So we recommend wearing a mask, but you're not required to do so.
你保护自己也保护别人。
So protect yourselves and protect those around you.
如果你觉得不舒服，你就在家里聚会。
If you have any symptoms or experiencing any symptoms of illness, please remain at home.
Okay, 下面我们有两个重要的聚会报告。
We have a couple of important meetings to announce.
因为下个礼拜天，12月18号。的下午开始。
Next Sunday on the 18th, starting in the afternoon.
到礼拜二。
Through Tuesday noon.
我们一个青少年的冬令聚会。
There is a youth winter retreat.
在 Auburn Black Diamond 那个地方营地举行。
It is at the Black Diamond Camp in Auburn.
这是由洛杉矶来的 David Penn 弟兄。是他们的讲员。
And our brother David Pang from Los Angeles will be the speaker.
他们这次呢，要交通但以理书。
And he will be referencing from the book of Daniel.
那个题目叫做生命的光。
And the topic is the light of life.
哎，我觉得这个很重要，对青年人很重要。
So this is an important theme.
请弟兄姊妹为着我们的年轻人祷告。
Please support our young people in prayer.
不仅家长啊，其他弟兄姊妹也要有负担。大家为着青少年弟兄姊妹祷告。
Not only just the parents, but all brothers and sisters, we need to pray for our youth and pray for our speaker.
然后接下去的一个礼拜天。
And the weekend after that.
我们一个周末了，12月23号开始。
Starting December 23rd.
冬令会。
We have our church all church winter conference.
对，我们冬令会呢是。从周五晚上开始，礼拜五晚上开始。
It begins on Friday night.
不过我们这次有个大的考验。
But we have a real testing this time.
因为第二天的聚会是12月24号。
The second day of our meeting is December 24th.
你们都知道是什么日子，对不对？
And I think we're all familiar with Christmas Eve.
这个世界上人最喜欢的 Christmas Eve.
And so it's Christmas Eve.
这对我们弟兄姊妹是一个大的考验。
And this will be a true test for our brothers and sisters.
很多人家里很多人去吃火锅去，不吃火锅吃火鸡呀，讲错了。
And people will have family gatherings.
他们在那里庆祝，在那里欢乐。
And people will have some family time.
但是呢，我们愿意和弟兄姊妹们一同聚在主的跟前。
We encourage everyone to still be able to attend the winter conference.
我记得从前在台湾的时候。
I remember when I was living in Taiwan.
每次过中国年的时候。
Whenever we Chinese New Year would come up.
那个过年的那天我们就特别就有聚会。
And during Chinese New Year, we would have a church meeting.
因为很多人在世界上去吃喝玩乐的时候，我们弟兄姊妹愿意聚在一起，同来敬拜主。
The brothers and sisters wanted to gather.
有些弟兄们告诉我们很好啊，因为有这个聚会，我就不需要出去拜年了、啊。你看多好。
And some people said it's better to have a church meeting than to go worship the New Year.
Is that right? 所以12月24号礼拜六的晚上对我们是个考验啊。
So December 24th, we just encourage brothers and sisters to come to the meeting.
希望主给我们恩典，人就人有好的聚会，那听主的话不是更好吗？
That we would listen to the word of God.
然后呢，主日早上还有一堂。
And then Sunday morning, there's another meeting.
那么这一次呢，是由 Houston 来的钟礼恩弟兄来交通。
During for our winter conference, we have our brother Phil Zhang from Texas.
他主要讲尼希米记。尼希米呀。
Oh, he's going to speak on Nehemiah.
讲主耶稣见证的恢复。
And he's going to speak on the recovery of
the testimony
of
Jesus. 所以这个题目也蛮重要的。
And this is an important topic.
所以请弟兄姊妹为这个聚会祷告。
So please keep this meeting in prayer.
为讲员祷告。
Pray for the speaker.
仰望主自己的恩。
That we look to his grace.
让我们在这个年尾的时候还能够听见主的声音。
That at the end of the year we can hear God's voice.
好，我想我们的报告就结束在这里。
So we'll end our announcements here.
弟兄姊妹可以自由的散去。
Please feel free to exit.